When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and happy Hump Day's Eve, or Hump Day, depending on what time you're listening to this quick hit episode of Jay Bird Watching here with Craig Borden. I am here, and unfortunately, just about probably as upset as you are if you happen to be one of the people that already watched the game tonight in Texas. It was a late start, 8 o'clock evening on Tuesday for the Blue Jays to be able to take the plate. But things started off really good. Bo Bichette hits his first home run of the season, and let's just say it was a triumphant blast, to quote, Keanu Reeves and do an excellent Bill and Ted moment there for a second. But as good of a start you got with a little bit of ball flow right off the bat. Solo home run with two outs gives the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Then the train derails, or the diesel engine did not quite get started, whichever way you want to put it. Tanner Roark, either way, comes out into the, Globe Life ballpark there and starts throwing, gets two outs really quickly. Teased me just enough to the point where I was like, okay, maybe there's something going on here, or at least, you know, maybe Pete Walker is as good as everybody says he is. We saw what he did with Steven Matz yesterday, and he looked incredible. That's about the best way of saying it. But watching Tanner Roark pitch again, I'm kind of leaning in the direction that 2020 season for Tanner Roark was definitely not a fluke and is the new normal. The guy gives up 3 home runs, 5 earned runs, and buries the Blue Jays' early lead. But could things have been better? Could things have been worse? Yeah, exactly. I'll give you that. But in the midst of all the equation here, Tanner Roark just did not quite cut the mustard tonight, and they watched a early lead or evaporate rather quickly and watch the the optimism that you build up from something like that really, really just go away quickly. So what do you do with Tanner Roark is going to be eventually the talk of the question, and I would imagine that is a giant piece of Wednesday evening's live show for the main podcast with me, Adam, and Brendan, as usual. Make sure you're tuning in at 7 p.m. Eastern, and make sure you have those questions ready and your rants for Tanner Roark not being around this ballpark anymore. Anyway, on the other side of the ball, Dane Dunning, basically his first time against the Toronto Blue Jays ever in his career, gives up only basically that one home run to Bo Bichette in 5 innings. It was really the only glimmer on his whole wonderful 5-inning performance for the Texas Rangers. And even though the Blue Jays were able to start climbing back into this one, things were not quite going the way they needed to be for the Blue Jays to be able to just get back in completely. So, after Nate Lowe homers, Ronald Guzman, Nate Lowe again, yes, noticing a trend here, that we have to have Tommy Malone come back in and save the day, which, yes, I tweeted out during the game that things that I would have never thought going into tonight's game, that the words Tommy Malone stop the bleeding would be coming out of my mouth. Freaking crazy stuff. Anyway, Blue Jays finally get another run off of a wild pitch that scored Vlad Jr. Randall Grichuk had an RBI single that drove in Lourdes Gurriel Jr., in that same inning. Unfortunately, all this starts in the top of the seventh, so it was just a little too late. But then Bo Bichette with another monster home run gets the Blue Jays in that striking distance, as that would put them at the deficit of 3 runs, 4-7 at that time. but it was not quite enough. And Brock Holt just felt like burying us with one more run to get that seventh run for the Texas Rangers at the bottom of the eighth. And that's just how it ended up, Blue Jays fans. Not quite enough. Only having, I think it was three hits, four hits, something like that in the game. Nope, sorry, six. I take that back. Six hits, three RBIs. But Tommy Malone, three innings, only one earned run. Very impressive. Then we had the typicals, Ryan Borucki and David Phelps, who also looked very impressive in their inning of work each. So, Blue Jays fans, bright moment. Obviously, Bo Bichette is just hitting the ball really, really well all of a sudden. And he's going to continue to hopefully do that as he's now manning our third spot in our lineup right before the main thumpers. I really don't think that's going to change even after George Springer. More things we'll talk about on the live show this week. But what else is going on? Apparently today, also George Springer was able to take batting practice. Apparently things went well in his live session with live pitching. Hopefully we'll get some better news on that tomorrow during the afternoon game. As Hyunjin Ryu looks to take the rubber match game and push the Blue Jays to a 4-2 record against the Rangers. And in the midst of that, I would hope that with our ace on the mound against Kyle Gibson, who got completely destroyed by the Red Sox in the home season opener for the Texas Rangers. Hopefully that means that we can get a nice little piece of that and just watch the offense run right through Kyle Gibson and the Texas Rangers. And then we can get out of town and start the Blue Jays home opener in Dunedin. So as fun as that goes, that's where we're at. Blue Jays fans, I hope you enjoyed the couple home runs from the Blue Jays. I'm sorry to say, I wish I had more optimism for you, but watching the diesel engine not quite get going yet again just means scream cut them to me. But well, like I said, I'm sure you all agree with me, and we'll talk about that more on the live show. Make sure you keep listening to the quick hits. There will be no quick hit because of the live show recording and everything. We will go over the highlights for the 2 o'clock game at the top of the show. So if you're looking just to get your Blue Jays news in and not hear all of the ranting, or, you know, like I said, join the live show, join the conversation, and have fun with me and, of course, Aaron Brian Pankar on Jay Bird Watching. Until then, let's go Blue Jays.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.